Hello, I'm Rita Warren, coordinator of the Explorer work taking place here at the Monroe Institute. Also, I was monitor during the Explorer session excerpt you are about to hear. An explorer is a volunteer subject who has typically attended a gateway voyage and has mastered our techniques for the exploration of consciousness. Such individuals are tested in our laboratory and at our invitation come back for explorer sessions. Explorers in our laboratory are placed in a special soundproof booth that has been shielded from outside radiation with copper sheet metal. The airflow, temperature, and light levels in the booth are carefully regulated. The explorer is monitored during a session by microphone and electrodes attached to the body. And of course, spatial hemisync tones are transmitted to the booth. This excerpt comes from the 16th session of IMEC, recorded on September 11, 1984. IMEC is one of our most prolific explorers, and Friend, the energy that speaks through her, always has a great deal of useful information to share with us. We'll now join the session in progress.
You are an energy. When an energy comes in contact with you, we are speaking now of another physical being. You two at that point are an energy field consisting of many energies and many forms. There is a consciousness residing in each energy field. When one energy then comes to another energy, and let us say, addresses you, let us say that one energy comes and says, "Good morning." This seems very insignificant. However, those words upon entering your nervous system, your energy field, will react then on your nervous system. There is the most briefest time span that occurs as that word, as that sound enters your energy field. There are three possibilities for you receiving that information. One response would be no response. The next would be that if that energy entered your field and you did not consciously, when that energy enters your energy field, there is a moment of reaction. There is like a change, a chemical change that occurs, and there is an energy that is produced. That energy then, if your consciousness is aware, can take that energy and utilize it. There is a possibility. We will continue with the example. The person says, "Good morning." If the energy enters into the nervous system on an automatic basis, it will carry with it all that is projected from the other energy. Let us say, for example, the energy is in a low state of being, existence. If you allow the energy to enter into your energy field and without the conscious recognition that there is an energy process taking place. That manifestation of the occurrence, the energy, then if not consciously used by you, will enter your body, and well, then, if there is no conscious response, it will begin to search on a subconscious level. It will assimilate information given by projections to closely assimilate the projections given by the individual. So we would say that the individual is in a low state of consciousness. If there is no conscious response on your part, then your own subconscious energies will use the, we would say, new energy produced. And it would search throughout your energy banks and would assimilate such information, perhaps as, this person does not feel well, this person is in a low state of being. And then it would associate on a rapid succession subconsciously all other information dealing with this. As many associations as your energy field contained, projections that you had accumulated that tell you what is going on in other energy fields would quickly come up to the surface. And you would then perhaps draw a conclusion. You may respond then to the individual with, you do not look very well, you are low in spirits, and you do not look your normal self. The projections then have been added to. Then the individual would then pick up upon that which you said, adding new energy, and they would say this, perhaps they would say, this is true, I do not feel quite up to my usual standard. When the individual that received the first impression continues on their way, if they, by now in existence, is this energy field, this energy that was this correspondence or communication, the person may perhaps then, upon meeting another energy field, say, I met another energy field and they are not feeling too well today. This then becomes your communication to the energy field that you now have come in contact with. If their consciousness is not of a point where they can recognize this, they will add to or confirm, perhaps in a manner, yes, I saw that energy field and they did look a little down. We give you this example to show how this grows. As this continues, perhaps later in a group meeting, and there we say, we saw the energy field and they are not well, then there is another confirmation from all of the other energy fields there. All of these projections and agreements become an energy field and will affect the being that first established that this process was started. There is an energy now operating that is in agreement with all of these negative aspects that you agreed on in your confirmations with each other. This energy will then find a place, it will find, as it were, a manifestation, for it has now created more energy. And as the energy increases, there will be confirmation for an exaggerated point. The original being perhaps may even end up in the hospital, and thereby everyone's confirmation will be proven in that, yes, we knew this individual was not well. The other choice that you have when you come in contact with the energy being on the first contact, when the energy says good morning to you, if your consciousness is alert, if your awareness is there, when you receive the impressions, the totalness of this being upon your nervous system, you will recognize then that this you have just received, and by the acceptance, an energy force. If you then have the choice of taking, or we would say that utilizing the energy that is manifested, the original, the same energy is there, the same potential energy is there that was used in the negative way. You can then recognize that you have just entered into the creation of whatever it is you wish to create, and we hope in this instance that it would be to create the health and beauty that you seek on the earth plane. When the energy then enters into your field and there is a contact, there is an energy, your consciousness then can take that energy and can look at the individual in a physical way and can see all of the positive things. They can say, your eyes look beautiful today, where perhaps in the other conversation they said, your eyes look weak. You can say to the individual, you are radiating with health. You can at that point use the energy that is being added to by your attention to project then upon that individual those qualities which you wish that individual to have. When you leave the individual, your positive projections will be carried with them rather than the confirmations of perhaps any negative vibrations that was with them. When you meet your friends later, you can say, I met the energy field today who is radiating with health and beauty. Then when you meet in your groups, you can confirm the fact that the individual is well and healthy, and everyone in the group, by seeing and acknowledging your creation of health and beauty, will add to the manifestation of energies that are being created, that which you wish to create. Then the confirmation will come as later the individual's health and happiness has increased twofold. If you do not use the energy that is manifested on the first encounter, it will become part of the autonomic nervous system, and it will act on its own, and it can only act on its own according to what is in the energy field. If one has reached the state of perfection, then one perhaps would not have to watch the numerous amounts of encounters that they have during their even daily associations. You see, the powers that are given to the physical manifestations are powers that only exist because of the belief systems. So as one tries to discover in themselves why they have automatic responses, why they see sickness, unhappiness, or any of the negative things in individuals, they can use this as to the question of why that they see beautiful things in some and not beautiful things in the other beings that exist. And they must recognize that it is, they project out on the individuals that which, unless they are doing it in a conscious sense, is on an automatic basis based on previous knowledge assumptions, that there are other people's projections about what they are witnessing. And many times they become confused and they would say that I cannot deny that this person does not feel well. The person told me they did not feel well. And this is where the control comes for entities who wish to, as it were, alter or change the vibrations of others to influence. This is the moment of influence. If they use the energy, then at that point, to create or to project health and beauty, and they do not agree. You see, it is the agreement. If they agree with the person who is projecting a certain attitude, feeling, then there is energy added to it. It becomes an agreement and it is added. So when you first begin this process, it may appear, and there are other energies in your own system that will tell you that you are not perceiving reality. And there is then the process of, as it were, you would say, to tell a untruth, because one part of your reality, it tells you a certain thing, but when you confirm that, you add energies to it. So, as it were, one must cease to recognize that which they do not wish to exist in their reality. And if they wish this to cease in the realities of those around them, they must not agree in any way with any subject, any feeling, any manifestations that they do not wish to be part of their reality. And we would say that by not agreeing, we do not wish that you should enter into a confrontation, that we do not wish for you to try to impose at this particular time that your outward impressions upon these people. Here is where your consciousness would have to take over, and every word that you spoke, every thought that you thought at this particular time should be under your conscious control as to what you are adding to, what you are agreeing to. And your words then should be chosen very carefully so that it would not, as it were, offend the person. You see, many who have these concepts wish your agreement to it, and you must learn how to agree without agreeing. You must answer with positive answers. You must answer the individual with love and understanding, but you must not confirm or add to any what you yourself then decide is negative or that is positive or beautiful. But we wish to explain or to help you understand that the slightest encounter, the most insignificant encounter with any force has potentials, and it is, if you analyze it, if you stop and really understand the magnitudes of it, then you could see how the reality of the physical world has become such as it is. It takes some analyzing, it takes much thought for one to enter in and to become familiar with all of the teachings, all of the assumed truths that they are in truth because they have been agreed upon, and to recognize that you can cease the agreement anytime you wish.
That excerpted session with Friend is one of many that covers quite a wide range of subjects. We have a number of other individuals who are providing a great body of thought-provoking information as we continue our explorations. We hope you find them as interesting as we do. Hello, I'm Rita Warren, coordinator of the Explorer work taking place here at the Monroe Institute. Also, I was monitor during the Explorer session excerpt you are about to hear. An explorer is a volunteer subject who has typically attended a gateway voyage and has mastered our techniques for the exploration of consciousness. Such individuals are tested in our laboratory and, at our invitation, come back for explorer sessions. Explorers in our laboratory are placed in a special soundproof booth that has been shielded from outside radiation with copper sheet metal. The airflow, temperature, and light levels in the booth are carefully regulated. The explorer is monitored during a session by microphone and electrodes attached to the body. And of course, spatial hemisync tones are transmitted to the booth. This excerpt comes from the 16th session of IMEC, recorded on September 11, 1984. IMEC is one of our most prolific explorers, and Friend, the energy that speaks through her, always has a great deal of useful information to share with us. We'll now join the session in progress.
You are an energy. When an energy comes in contact with you, we are speaking now of another physical being. You two at that point are a energy field consisting of many energies and many thought forms. There is a consciousness residing in each energy field. When one energy then comes to another energy, and let us say, addresses you, let us say that one energy comes and says, "Good morning." This seems very insignificant. However, those words upon entering your nervous system, your energy field, will react then on your nervous system. There is the most briefest time span that occurs as that word, as that sound enters your energy field, there are three possibilities. For you receiving that information, one response would be no response. The next would be that if that energy entered your field and you did not consciously, when that energy enters your energy field, there is a moment of reaction. There is like a change, a chemical change that occurs, and there is an energy that is produced. That energy then, if your consciousness is aware, can take that energy and utilize it. There is a possibility. We will continue with the example. The person says, "Good morning." If the energy enters into the nervous system on an automatic basis, it will carry with it all that is projected from the other energy. Let us say, for example, the energy is in a low state of being, existence. If you allow the energy to enter into your energy field, and without the conscious recognition that there is an energy process taking place, that manifestation of the occurrence, the energy, then if not consciously used by you, will enter your body, and will then, if there is no conscious response, it will begin to search on a subconscious level. It will assimilate information given by projections to closely assimilate the projections given by the individual. So we would say that the individual is in a low state of consciousness. If there is no conscious response on your part, then your own subconscious energies will use new energy produced, and it would search throughout your energy banks and would assimilate such information, perhaps as, this person does not feel well, this person is in a low state of being. And then it would associate on a rapid succession subconsciously all other information dealing with this. As many associations as your energy field contained, projections that you had accumulated that tell you what is going on in other energy fields would quickly come up to the surface, and you would then perhaps draw a conclusion. You may respond then to the individual with, "You do not look very well. You are low in spirits, and you do not look your normal self." The projections then have been added to. Then the individual would then pick up upon that which you said, adding new energy, and they would say this, perhaps they would say, "This is true. I do not feel quite up to my usual standard." When the individual that received the first impression continues on their way, if they, by now in existence, is this energy field, this energy that was this correspondence or communication, The person may perhaps then, upon meeting another energy field, say, I met another energy field and they are not feeling too well today. This then becomes your communication to the energy field that you now have come in contact with. If their consciousness is not of a point where they can recognize this, they will add to or confirm, perhaps in a manner, yes, I saw that energy field and they did look a little down. We give you this example to show how this grows. As this continues, perhaps later in a group meeting, and there we say, we saw the energy field and they are not well, then there is another confirmation from all of the other energy fields there. All of these projections and agreements become an energy field and will affect the being that first established that this process was started. There is an energy now operating that is in agreement with all of these negative aspects that you agreed on in your confirmations with each other. This energy will then find a place. It will find, as it were, a manifestation, for it has now created more energy. And as the energy increases, there will be confirmation for an exaggerated point. The original being perhaps may even end up in the hospital, and thereby everyone's confirmation will be proven in that, yes, we knew this individual was not well. The other choice that you have when you come in contact with the energy being on the first contact, when the energy says good morning to you, if your consciousness is alert, if your awareness is there, when you receive the impressions, the totalness of this being upon your nervous system, you will recognize then that this you have just received, and by the acceptance, an energy force. If you then have the choice of taking, or we would say utilizing the energy that is manifested, the original, the same energy is there, the same potential energy is there that was used in the negative way. You can then recognize that you have just entered into the creation of whatever it is you wish to create, and we hope in this instance that it would be to create the health and beauty that you seek on the earth plane. When the energy then enters into your field and there is a contact, there is an energy, your consciousness then can take that energy and can look at the individual in a physical way and can see all of the positive things. They can say, your eyes look beautiful today, where perhaps in the other conversation they said, your eyes look weak. You can say to the individual, you are radiating with health. You can at that point use the energy that is being added to by your attention to project then upon that individual those qualities which you wish that individual to have. When you leave the individual Your positive projections will be carried with them rather than the confirmations of perhaps any negative vibrations that was with them. When you meet your friends later, you can say, I met the energy field today who is radiating with health and beauty. Then when you meet in your groups, you can confirm the fact that the individual is well and healthy, and everyone in the group, by seeing and acknowledging your creation of health and beauty, will add to the manifestation of energies that are being created, that which you wish to create. Then the confirmation will come as later the individual's health and happiness has increased twofold. If you do not use the energy that is manifested on the first encounter, it will become part of the autonomic nervous system, and it will act on its own, and it can only act on its own according to what is in the energy field. If one has reached the state of perfection, then one perhaps would not have to watch the numerous amounts of encounters that they have during their even daily associations. You see, the powers that are given to the physical manifestations are powers that only exist because of the belief systems. So as one tries to discover in themselves why they have automatic responses, why they see sickness, unhappiness, or any of the negative things in individuals, they can use this as to the question of why that they see beautiful things in some and not beautiful things in the other beings that exist, and they must recognize that it is they project out on the individuals that which, unless they are doing it in a conscious sense, is on an automatic basis based on previous knowledge assumptions that there are other people's projections about what they are witnessing. And many times they become confused and they would say that I cannot deny that this person does not feel well. The person told me they did not feel well. And this is where the control comes for entities who wish to, as it were, alter or change the vibrations of others to influence. This is the moment of influence. If they use the energy, then at that point, to create or to project health and beauty, and they do not agree. You see, it is the agreement. If they agree with the person who is projecting a certain attitude, feeling, then there is energy added to it. It becomes an agreement and it is added. So when you first begin this process, it may appear, and there are other energies in your own system that will tell you that you are not perceiving reality. And there is then the process of, as it were, you would say, to tell a untruth, because one part of your reality, it tells you a certain thing, but when you confirm that, you add energies to it. So, as it were, one must cease to recognize that which they do not wish to exist in their reality, and if they wish this to cease in the realities of those around them, they must not agree in any way with any subject, any feeling, any manifestations that they do not wish to be part of their reality. And we would say that by not agreeing, we do not wish that you should enter into a confrontation, that we do not wish for you to try to impose at this particular time, that your outward impressions upon these people, here is where your consciousness would have to take over, and every word that you spoke, every thought that you thought at this particular time should be under your conscious control as to what you are adding to, what you are agreeing to. And your words then should be chosen very carefully so that it would not, as it were, offend the person. You see, many who have these concepts wish your agreement to it. And you must learn how to agree without agreeing. You must answer with positive answers. You must answer the individual with love and understanding, but you must not confirm or add to any what you yourself then decide is negative or that is positive or beautiful. But we wish to explain or to help you understand that the slightest encounter, the most insignificant encounter with individual, with any force, has potentials, and it is, if you analyze it, if you stop and really understand the magnitudes of it, then you could see how the reality of the physical world has become such as it is. It takes some analyzing, it takes much thought for one to enter in and to become familiar with all of the teachings, all of the assumed truths that they are in truth because they have been agreed upon, and to recognize that you can cease the agreement anytime you wish.
That excerpted session with Friend is one of many that covers quite a wide range of subjects. We have a number of other individuals who are providing a great body of thought-provoking information as we continue our explorations. We hope you find them as interesting as we do.